USA Radio News.
The U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to attract soldiers into certain critical jobs amid the vaccine mandates. The head of Army Recruiting Command told the Associated Press that shuttered schools and the competitive job market over the past year have also posed significant challenges for recruiters. A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed 4 students and injured 7. He'll be back in court January 19th. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A massive asteroid is passing by the Earth.
A skyscraper-sized asteroid will make its closest pass by Earth next week, according to NASA. It will pass within 1.2 million miles of Earth at more than 43,000 miles per hour. This is the closest asteroid, which is more than twice the height of the Empire State Building, will come to Earth over the next 200 years. It'll be close enough to observe with a small telescope, according to the website Earth Sky. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The late Senator Harry Reid is being remembered at the U.S. Capitol. Reid died last month at the age of 82. President Joe Biden paid silent tribute as Reid lay in state at the Capitol Rotunda. Reid served 5 terms in the Senate and rose to be majority leader. And singer Ronnie Spector, the lead singer of the Ronettes, has died. She was 78. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The looming filibuster discussion in the U.S. Senate is forcing Americans to look back at Senate proceedings in recent years.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day. Senator Chuck Schumer.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
Senator Cory Booker.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
Senator Joe Biden.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The mandate requiring proof of vaccination as well as masks to enter any indoor Washington, D.C. facilities are to go into effect on Saturday, but 20 House Republicans have co-sponsored a bill to block it. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida introduced the one-page bill Wednesday. He denounced what he called the unconstitutional order imposed on businesses and patrons. A pet dog missing for 3 years has been reunited with her Texas family after being found 1,200 miles away in Indiana. Owner Katrina Skelton told Fox News she has no idea how Daisy got so far from home, but she never gave up hope. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.